From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Phoebe Zimmerman reading African Ice by Jeff Buick. Now let's begin with African Ice, Chapter 1. Springtime in New York City, the promise of summer just around the corner, winter laid to rest for another year. For Samantha Carlson, spring meant New York at its finest. Trees sprouting green, their new leaves softening the harsh lines of the apartment and office buildings that surrounded Central Park. And the early morning smells, pretzels, freshly brewed coffee, and dough rising in the bakeries. And with the longer days came mild temperatures. When the mercury rose to a sensible level, Samantha dug her jogging shoes out and brought them back into active duty. Today was day one of the new year. She entered Central Park from East 60th Street and began to run, slowly at first, her long blonde hair swaying in the breeze, then faster as she settled into a rhythm. She had the park mostly to herself, with only a few other intrepid souls braving the early morning chill. She checked her watch as she ran, 6 minutes after 5. Her breath misted as she exhaled, then disappeared behind her. She kept an even pace for the better part of 20 minutes. She rounded the pond and cut north until she hit the transverse. Then east toward the park boundary. She picked up the pace as Fifth Avenue came into view and then slowed to a marginal jog as she hit the sidewalk. By the time Samantha reached her apartment building on East 63rd, she was breathing normally. The doorman eased the door open as she approached. She slid effortlessly through and made for the elevators. "Morning, Ms. Carlson," the building employee said as she passed. She turned, still moving. "Ernie, I keep telling you, it's Samantha."
"Yes, ma'am," he smiled.
They had had this same conversation at least 200 times. There was no way he would ever call her by her first name.